He said, that's what you taught me. I said, you're very correct. And when the result of the interview came out, he was number one. He told me that his father said to him, you are going to Lagos University Hospital. They will not employ you. The competition is too much. He was serving somewhere deep in Borno State that time. He said, I told his father, please just help me get the form. Everybody discouraged him. His friends discouraged him. He told his father, please just get the form for me. That's all I am asking you to do. He went through every hassle to make it for the interview. He knew me. He could call me. We could talk. He did not bother telling me that, look at where I'm going. He walked in there. When the result came out, to his father's surprise, and the surprise of everybody that said, don't bother wasting your time, his name was number one. And his friend said, hey, we should, all of us should have applied though. You see, the Egyptians, when they walked into the water after the Israelites, they drowned. Don't follow a man that's walking by faith. You will drown. Listen, you must understand that for us Christians, listen, you know, what people don't understand sometimes, they think that this thing works. We're not saying what you are saying doesn't work at all. We are saying that there are different levels of walking. If you start riding bicycles, you will get to Lagos eventually, true of us. Then you go around preaching, this bicycle works. Who's saying your bicycle does not work? If you get a fast car, you eventually will get to Lagos. A few hold ups here and there, only child will slow you down. So hey, maybe you're a bit, the road is good now. You'll get there after 4 hours. Maybe about 7 hours. Who said it's not working? It's working. But Christianity says, number one, what's your business in Lagos? First question to answer. Number two, if I'm sending you to Lagos, you'll be there in 1 hour. I carry you on wings like an eagle. Many people are coming to tell stories of it works, it works. Number one, they have used it work to go to the place where nobody sent them. God said, go to Abuja. They rode their bicycles for days. Eventually, they got to Lagos. And they are bragging, praise the Lord. They said, I couldn't get to Lagos. Now I am in Lagos. My bicycle works. And in heaven, they are looking like, what is that joker doing in Lagos? The clown is supposed to be in Abuja. So that's what we are talking about. Don't just tell me stories or if it works. I'm explaining to you what Christianity is. Sometimes the advantages you have in life is the reason why you will not get to where God wants you to get to. God does not joke. He doesn't just play. He doesn't like just punishing people recklessly. When he took Joseph, he said to Joseph, essentially in the realm of the spirit, do you know the reason why you won't go far? Your father loves you too much. In the realm of the spirit, of course, Joseph didn't hear that. He was just doing fine, boy, no pimples, wearing multicolored and money suits. His brothers were walking in the wilderness. He had one terrible swag like this, you know, walking around. Inside is an armor. You get my point? And God just do like this, cock small head for him. The angel said, remove his robe. They took the robe and tore it. His brothers thought they were the ones tearing it. It was God that was tearing it. He said, this is his attachment to his father that will not let him progress. Tear it. Tear. No. Even though we tear the robe, this boy, his father will sew him another one, send him away from home. Listen, where he got to in life, his father could never have arranged that one for him. That's why I'm talking about the cross. At the cross, many of the things you called an advantage, you have to drop it there. Listen, the first dropping of it is a spiritual one. That's what the Bible calls mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you hear some people say that God said, I should never do this, God knows what he's doing to them. There are those gods that give me that certificate at the cross. Tom, don't touch it. If you touch it again. Why? Because this is the thing that will not let you go to where we are saying you should go to. Listen, those guys who are going around preaching and saying, be converted. Paul said, you know their problem? They haven't dropped the world at the cross. The world had not been crucified to them and them to the cross. Therefore, the ambition, you understand my point? The human desire to excel is why they are preaching what they are preaching. They will learn the truth if suddenly they don't care anymore about how people see them. Look, listen, in this life, oh, I want to go to another angle. I've just felt pulled to that side. There are those who are working hard, saving money so they can buy a car, so they can show the wife they want to marry that they are worthy of marriage. Any wife that will not marry you the way you are is not a wife of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
She's not. She is not. She is not at all. She is not. She is not at all. At the cross, listen to me, that's what cross is for Christians. That's where all those worldly things are dropped. That is where worldly standards, that's where we end them there. That is where we end them. Listen to me, Christianity, when you talk about the cost of Christianity, I said to us, well, everything has a cost. This is the cost of Christianity. God sometimes, you think is horrible. Listen to me. And how much money you make outwardly is not a validation of whether you are called or you are not called or God is pleased with you or is not. I hope you understand that. Because Jesus had bowed down to Satan, he would have been the richest man in the world. You know that? He said, bow to me. And I will give you the wealth of the whole world. Everything, I will give it to you. I will give you everything. So, whether you are outwardly successful or not, it's not what God is using to prove that indeed you are doing what is right. You know why I said that? Because sometimes that's what Christianity is. Christianity will take the son of a very rich man and make him a missionary in Congo. When he comes home, his friends are wearing Maserati shoes. He wears boots. Thick leather boots. The one made of 6 inches rubber under. So that nothing shall by any means hurt me when I'm walking through the... when I'm walking through the jungle. I pray that Christians will learn what to boast in. Listen, let me tell something quickly about wealth. In fact, I said I'll mention it as I'm talking about it. Listen, that's why wealth for us Christians, wealth, the perspective is different. Very different. For us, it's purely a ministry. It's purely a ministry. It is purely a ministry. It is purely a ministry. It is not a way of flinging and enjoying life all over the place. It is purely what? A ministry. Like I say all the time, it is not appropriate that I will finish preaching here. Israel, Yinka and I were in Asaba last week preaching. I preached 3 times there. We came back to Enugu, preach again. You preach. At the end of the day, I will be the one to go and borrow money from your bank to do work for Kingdom World Ministries. Does it make sense? It's ungodly. It's ungodly. I shouldn't be, of course, I get money from elsewhere, so I also contribute to the work of Kingdom World like everybody else. But as Pastor Banky, I should not be giving to Kingdom World Ministries. Dr. Deshona can give. That's me walking outside. That's, I told the story before. One young man came to me once. He said he wants to talk about himself. Traveled all the way from somewhere, about 100 kilometers away. What does he want? He said he needs connection for his business and he needs money for accommodation. You know, if you walk up to me and say, hello, sir, are you Dr. Deshona? I said, yes. Please, as a brother in the faith, I need help. You know, I will listen to you. But once you mistakenly use the name Pastor Banky, that offering is not coming to your... That is, this is how I will do my hand. Put my offering inside it. Now, you know my reason? Because there is division of labor. That's what I told the young man that day. When he finished talking, I said, listen, I said, where did we meet again? He said, he listened to me on radio. I said, you listen to me on radio? In my mind. And where you came from, they don't have pineapples. They don't have pawpaw. I know you are not rich. Banana no day there. Even if you climb mango tree. I mean, if from a village, you should be able to bring village things. Are there no mango trees in your village? Climb, harvest a basket full, drag it down to a neighbor and say, man of God, thank you very much. After I preach to you on radio, you come and say, I should come and be the one to pay your accommodation fees. I look at the boy, I said, in my mind, you are very wicked. You are wicked. It's people like you that won't let the preacher live long. Why am I talking about that? Wealth is what? A ministry. So the same way A preacher sweats to preach. Somebody else has been given the anointing and the grace to make money. So he says, while this man is preaching, let me blow cold air on him and let me ensure that even though he does not know about it, that's what is being spread in Cameroon. So I don't have to go to Cameroon. I don't have to go to Guinea-Bissau. I don't even have to be, nobody needs to discuss it with me. Somebody just said that this word you are preaching is in English they speak in this particular area. Now I'm going to gather and ensure that this thing is always being aired for these people. And you don't even have to tell me. Are you seeing what I'm saying? He's doing work. He's doing work. God loves people. He wants them to eat. Keeping your company alive so it can employ tens of thousands of people is a work, is job, is an assignment, is a calling. You are not. You don't just go and fold up your company and go to, come to church to be praying. How many people does God need to pray this kind of prayer? Some people won't go to work. They are praying. What are you? Simeon. Praying for the coming of the Lord. Go out there and go and walk. Why? Because your work, God gave it to you so that many people will be able to eat. So that people will be productive. Keeping a company alive, all right, and employing multitudes is not a matter of I want to be rich. It's a divine assignment so that the world won't be idle. It's a divine assignment. That is, there are blessings that God, listen, you know, I was using my phone the other day, you know, I just said, my God, this is good, though. My phone can do all kinds of, you know, interesting things. Do you know if the man who designed that phone was preaching? I would never have that phone. Are you getting my point? Yes. But God says I need it to be able to live my life effectively in the service of God. So he sent a particular minister to go and design good phones. And that guy, if he enters into ministry, he won't live long to start preaching. There are many people, they are promoted in their churches. Pastor today, senior pastor tomorrow, area pastor tomorrow, divisional pastor the following day. You know? And God is just looking at this guy and say, don't worry, I'll soon kill him. Why? Because he thinks that only pastors are serving God. Now, I'm bringing an issue here. I'm bringing wealth, explaining wealth in Christian perspective. That is why ideally speak, oh God. The other day I was teaching people in my office about the principle of gleaning. You know what they call gleaning? I've taught it here before. I said, it is not everything. I said, you are not the only one that's entitled to good things. So God has done in such a manner that other people who can't produce it themselves can collect from your own. Because they use them small. So this guy used it for a year. It's very nice. But that other guy, he deserves it too, but he can't buy it. Give it to him. I've made you rich so you can buy another one. I don't know whether I get the point. That's how God does things. So for us Christians, I was trying to bring out an issue. If we are all serving God, listen to this. He's the only one that knows who's really doing it, but just for you to understand. And six people equally serving God are sitting on a row. I shouldn't know the one that's a billionaire and the one that's a thousandaire. I don't know what I heard I said. I should not know. If they are all equally serving God, God will say, that one is a billionaire. Yes. So he has used his billions to ensure that everybody on that row is driving the same car as he's driving. Are you getting my point? It's not ostentation. They are not trying to show off. He has realized that this, my friend, the kind of work, because you see people that they have understood. Listen, the other day, one of our sisters was giving a testimony during my last convention. By the time she finished testifying, she's a medical doctor. Listen to me. All right? But she said she listened to one of our messages, Man on Assignment, or one of those messages long ago, even as a student, and she knew what her life was about. So finish NYSC, instead of settling down, they say, okay, how do I do so I can make money? Now she's now set up an organization to help the people that are underprivileged, seriously, you know, deprived. So you see, picking children, Kwashoko children, Marasmus children, giving them food, educating the mothers. He said, look, this is, I discovered this as the reason why I was giving life. Listen to me. Marasmic children don't give offering. I hope you know that. They know they give offering. No, they can't give offering. That is not mean. They're not supposed to give offerings. They receive offerings. Purely speaking, if everybody was to run to his own house or her own house, that young woman will be in lack all the time. But God says, no. She doesn't have to worry about where her own money food will come from or where the money will come from for this thing that she's doing. Therefore, God raises some other people and say, you, I don't want to see you near Kwashoko children. I want to see you where people are making billions of naira. Why? So that Kwashoko children can eat. Are you getting my point? So that fellow, as he's going about his business, he's not thinking about when next I buy my own private jet, except I'm flying to private places. Which is not bad. Did you hear what I said? I need to say that again. Is it bad?
No.
Private jets are for those that are going to private places and they have private money. Let me just drop this for you. It's going to make you laugh. Friend of mine, the other day, he lives in the U.S., so he just sent me a message. We're still chatting this afternoon. This is just by the way, just to help people understand how Christians relate with wealth. He said, look, can I believe that he's in Dallas and that he's frustrated? What's frustrating him? He booked a flight the night before to go back home. And he missed the flight by 1 minute. And he felt very bad. So they booked him for the next early morning's flight. He said, look, 5 a.m. he was awake. He got ready and ran down to the airport, only to be told that the flight had been canceled. And that they will rebook him for the 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock flight. Of which, that flight is actually quite full. There's no guarantee. Unless some people refuse to come, he may not get space. So he was looking at people like this. What? They said if he wants to go, the only way he can go back now, he will go to another airport. He said, but that's not where he parked his car. You know the way he left his car at the airport, so that when he just comes back, enters the car and goes away. So he bought another ticket for that particular one. So he was now waiting for that flight. That's why I was angry. I said, look, I'm frustrated. And I replied him. I said, you see why people buy private jets? I said, say you are trying to go back home or go back to work. If you were going to negotiate a $500 million deal, can you afford this waste of time? He replied me. I said, oh, as if you know. He said, while waiting, all I've been doing is checking the price of private jets. I said, you see, listen, that's how Christians read. Nobody is saying go and buy a private jet to show off that you have money. If God commissioned you to build us a $16 billion refinery so that we don't have to be importing fuel all the time, if I find you on a commercial jet, you don't lose our money you are wasting. Oh, my friend could afford to wait a whole day. There are people that if they wait that wait. So one of my brothers also, he now told me about in their company. He said, every day they don't produce, they lose $8 million in their company where he works. He said, each day's production, if they shut down the plant for 1 day, is $8 million US dollars. He said, so for them, they can carry a whole jet to carry one pen to go and sign paper. That is. They take a whole plane, put you on it, say, go and sign this paper and bring it back. Because if for 24 hours they don't work, it's $8 million. And he said the total bill for their planes in a year is not up to that. Of course, they have private planes in the company. He said the total bill flying it up and down is not up to $8 million. But if we don't work for 1 day, it costs the company $8 million US dollars. Now, that's just digressing. To let you understand a Christian's perspective to wealth. It is possible, therefore, for you to drop all your life at the cross and God picks you up and says, the life you are now living is by the faith of the Son of God. And I have sent you into this earth to go and eradicate poverty. I pray people understand it. But the point is this. Listen to me. The point is this. It is a Christian is never allowed to be ambitious. He's only allowed to be obedient. Are you getting my point? You are not allowed to be ambitious. You know what it means? That's why I tell you all the time. Listen, there are things. I read a lot. I know things happening. But there are desires I never have. One man has a company. He's paying 10,000 people. He makes 100 million every 5 minutes. Do you know he does? It has never desired me, nor have I ever desired it. Because how does that improve my ability to deliver this word that I'm preaching this afternoon? I can't see it. I find it as a distraction. And I'm not lying to you. There are desires I don't have. Why? It's because of assignment. I may not be 100% accurate in my understanding of it, but at least for now, I know what I am supposed to be doing. Well, somebody asked me, because I work in teaching hospital, they say, one day you're going to be CMD. I said, for what? I said to him, I reject it. You know that kind of thing. I reject it. If they come to, they say, Pastor Banky, they want to make the next CMD of UNTH. I will say, what? God knows I'm not lying to you. God sees my heart. He knows I'm not joking. Say, is there no opportunity, chance that you might take it? There's a chance. In which case, I will pray like Gideon. God, my own is not fleece, not fleece. Appear physically. Which kind of fleece? What am I doing with fleece? Computer-generated fleece. Don't listen. Anybody can generate fleece for me these days. I will say to him, Lord, appear and explain. I will not give criteria. But the summary of it is that it doesn't fit. My wife and I still discussed it a few days ago. It doesn't fit my assignment. Not because it's a bad job. It's a fantastic job. If they give it to you, it's an opportunity to be a blessing. Yes, it is. Since you're a Christian, it's not an opportunity to make money. The salary is usual. Unless you're planning to steal. And as I know you, you will not steal. In Jesus' name, you are not going to steal. Even if they tempt you, you won't fall for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you fall for it, our prayer will knock you down. It will drag you out and come and give you back to us. We'll wake you up again and sack you from there. But it's a good opportunity to bless people. You understand what I'm trying to say? But I'm not bringing that issue here. I've looked at my own personal life. It does not fit. That particular high position, it doesn't fit. If all Nigerians gather together today and say, this man is going to be the governor of this our state, that maybe for my state, and I say, yeah, I won't agree. No, there's no way I will agree. I was okay, you guys want me somewhere, let's do something. I will appoint a governor, I will be giving him, you know, like advice. Listen, once I went to preach somewhere in Enugu here, I said, how many people here believe that the governor of Enugu state is enjoying? Everybody, they put up their hands. I said, let me say it again. How many of you believe that the governor of this state is enjoying? They all put up their hands. I said, okay, how many of you want to become a governor so that you can enjoy? And they all put up their hands. I said, you see why none of you will ever become a governor? Please, I'm bringing an issue here. Christians, we see everything, even what the world looks at and thinks a highly placed position, for us is just a matter of what? Assignment. It is very easy. Listen, if you have the right perspective, it is very easy. Listen, if you have the right perspective, it is very easy for you as a Christian to enter public office. You become a governor and you will take an oath publicly day one. This is the total amount of money I have. I hereby swear to God and to all of you that by the time I'm leaving, I must be at least one naira poorer. It's doable. It is very doable. And you wouldn't be the first. Many Nigerians have done it before. Last year at my convention, Professor Patu told me, he came, he's held public offices. He said once he was in New York talking to some people, they were talking about Nigerians and corruption and everything. He said to one of them, he said then the World Trade Center was still standing. He said, I told the man that, listen, I can stand on top of the World Trade Center and dare anybody that ever gave me $1 bribe to come out. He said, He told the fellow, I can stand on the top of the World Trade Center. By the time Babangida sent this man to prison, what is his name? Tam David West, for collecting wristwatch, we knew he didn't steal money. If all you could use to send a whole former petroleum minister in Nigeria to jail is that they gave him a wristwatch, obviously he didn't do any of that thing. You were just angry with him for one reason or the other. And by the time he came out of jail, he went to university to go and beg for his job back as a professor of microbiology. And he retired. They said, park out of the house. He said, I have nowhere else to go to. And we need to test tourists like this so that Nigerians won't think that you enter government office, you must be rich. No. You can go in there. While you are there, don't worry, you are comfortable. You fly first class. You will be in our work, they do. No wahala. In fact, we will even agree and give you a house as gratuity. But it's possible to walk in there and walk out and not one naira is coming to your hand that you can't publicly show. Because we understand. Listen, I'm explaining something to you.
When we're talking about the cross, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, at the listen. This is why, oh God, I pray Christians get this point. If God appoints you, you having dropped everything at the cross the world has been crucified to you and you to the world. If God appoints you and says, you are going to be a public office holder, listen to me, anybody who stands against you is just dead. If I just carry placard, they warn everybody, danger, at the cross, this guy don't live and there. The life he's now living is by the faith of the Son of God. You stand against him. This will not be Holy Ghost fire. Now me be Holy Ghost fire. I'm not going to call it on you. It is on me. You know, we discussed it before. Holy Ghost fire is not for your enemies. Who is it for? For who? Say it again. It's empowering you to do the will of God. The Holy Ghost fire empowers you to preach the gospel. It makes you speak boldly. So let them know, say, guys, I have Holy Ghost fire on my head. I am bold. I'm not afraid of anybody. The life I live by the faith of the Son of God. The politics I'm now involved in, I'm involved by the faith of the Son of God. It's an assignment. I didn't come here to play. I came here to make life miserable for people of wickedness. I came here as an instrument of God to defend truth and meekness and righteousness and justice. If you vex me, I carry your name to church. I don't go babalawo. The problem is that Christians don't, we not fit do this. You know, we still enter office. Our motives are not pure yet. We haven't dropped those things at the cross. It's not only politicians, it's businessmen. I'm making an issue here. Listen, this is what Christianity is. At the cross, we drop the world. The world is crucified to us at the cross. And we to the world. What they are pursuing, we are not pursuing it. Not at all. Everything we do, listen, that's what it is. That's the faith of Jesus Christ. Every single thing we do as a matter of a calling and as an assignment that God gave to us, which is why he gave us life. Listen, interpret every single thing you do like that. You know, people say that, what is the will of God for me? Listen, if all of us interpret things like that, 90% of those questions will vanish. 90%. Every decision you make in life. That's why Paul said, those who are pursuing you, it's because of vainglory. They want to show that our church is big. That's why they are doing what they are doing. They want to show that we too will have like numbers. He said, but me, God forbid that I should do anything inside the church just to draw a large crowd. Listen, I'm preaching. It doesn't sound nice that, listen, after 1 year, it's the same, you know, the same people we are preaching to for 20 years. The flesh won't like that. Are you getting what I'm saying? That you just want radio station. But you know one prayer I have never prayed? If I prayed it, I've forgotten, and God has forgiven me. That's how I've forgotten. Is, please, Lord, bring plenty of people to Kingdom World Ministries so that we will be plenty. Mm-mm. I can give you the words I utter in prayer. I say, Lord, the anointing you have given me, the word you have put in my mouth is a liberating word. There are people that are in bondage that must be delivered. Lord, I call them in the name of Jesus. It's those people. These words are for certain people to hear. Lord, let them hear it. That is why when we are doing magazines and all of that, we'll announce that later. The aim is, what is it that will be a hindrance to the release, to the propagation of this word? If that hindrance will bless us financially, we reject it. Are you getting my point? Once it will hinder the propagation, that's why, you know, I say it all the time that there are things, some people think I'm being nice. When I say you can copy our CDs, you can copy, don't worry, you can share it, you can download, you can all of that. I say there are things that if I don't do, God will personally punish me. You know, there are different kinds of punishment. When you sin, you can go into the hand of the enemy. But there's one in which God says, no. Satan, leave, move. I can handle this one. Like Americans say, I got it. You move.
It's in the Bible like that. You don't know it's in the Bible like that. It's there. God said to David, choose one. 3 years of famine. Is it 3 years of famine? 3 months in the hands of your enemies and 3 months, 3 days in my hand. Look, David knew there was a difference. There are things, you know, in Pentecost, I say, God does not cause trouble. God causes trouble. May he just not cause it for you. That's your prayer. He said, our God is what? A consuming fire. He said, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of God. So let's, there are things that we do. God will say, thank you. This is not Satan's job. I won't even let any demon come near. Because they will get injured by the time I'm through with you. But the demons will look and say, Pastor Vanki, good luck. You know what I'm going to explain? If I tell people not to copy our materials, God will say, all the ones you copied. You know, as a Christian, I have never respected copyright on the word of God. You will say it like this, please don't copy this tape. I say, is it your father's property? I will copy it. No, I've had tapes like that. The preacher is saying, please don't copy this tape. If you want more, come to the ministry and buy from us. And I will say, sir, this word is as much my property as it is your own. I will not copy your portion. I'm just copying my own portion of it. When will this go that time? We'll buy one book. Photocopy it. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's the word of God. If it's secular material, it's different. If it's medical textbook, we can repent and say we are sorry. But the word of God, lie. And if who copied my book, I'll put up my hand. Why did you put up your hand? I want to let you know it's not your book. It's our book. It's our father's. Do you get my point? It's our own. Belongs to all of us. You can't preach the message of the word of God and I will respect copyright. God forbid. Till today. Till today. So that's why when they say Kingdom of Ministries, Pastor Frank is very nice. He just distributes the thing. There's niceness, I agree. There's understanding of purpose, I agree. But there's also avoid punishment side. Because if I do otherwise, listen, I'm just gisting now. There's no message that blessed those that did not make directly or indirectly at least 200 copies. When a message blesses me, I bought his music player and I used to buy tapes. Now, gift. This wife will marry me today. Ask her. The first day I came to greet her, I dubbed a tape called Go for Discoveries. That was my way of showing interest. It's true. If I was working in the hospital today, the cage, then if you come to visit me, hey, how now? Long time no see. As we are gisting, I said, there is this message that I heard Bishop Oyedepo preach. It will change your life. As we are talking, I slot in the tape, slot in a blank into my sharp twin cam, push it in, record, fast speed. It does both sides at the same time. So a 90-minute tape will copy in 25 minutes. It does both sides at the same time and will double the speed. So how now? Should I give you a drink? By the time they finish you a drink, your tape is ready. Go, listen to this. Your life won't be the same again. That's what I used to do. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto bringing me and many people to where they are today. Now, why am I saying that? Beyond just that, I understand the issue of purpose. If I say you must come to Enugu to collect it, how are you going to get here? What is the reason why I'm insisting? I cannot find any other reason apart from money. And if I need money, I've told you the principle before. You know how to get money? Ask the Lord for it. Just kneel and say, God, you know, I think we need a lot of money, maybe 2.5 million over the next few weeks. That's how we get money. And it will come. I told you I was into that Gary Carpenter man. Many of the things we have discussed, the man is not even carried to another level. He said the Lord spoke to him directly. That you will send it out to people free. If they say they want it, you will pay postage and send to them. Don't worry about money. I will cause people to come and give you money. He said, listen, he said for the first time in his life, there was a time he was very rich. He did business for a long time. He said he has never been out of debt. That was the first time in his life he was not owing anybody. Over the next few months, God made sure everything he did was paid for. So there was a day he prayed, asked the Lord for a laser printer. I said, Lord, I think I'll need a laser printer to do some things. He asked at 8 o'clock, by 11, somebody knocked on his door. He said, I just feel impressed in my heart that you need a laser printer. He said he was owing his rent for 3 months. But his landlord was nice. So he wrote the landlord and said to him simply, if this gets into, by so-and-so, he said it was December. He said, but if by by end of December I don't have your money for you, I won't let the rent enter into the fourth month. I will pack out by the first week of January. Don't worry about it. The last week of December I was at home. Somebody walked in and said, the Lord said that, I don't know what I said, the Lord said. He said, please, I want to know, is there anything you need? Like, how much money do you need right now to settle every obligation you have? He went and did a small calculation. Everything came to about $3,000, about $2,800. So the fellow looked at it and was like, that's all? So the wife asked something on top. Yes, his wife just wrote a check for them, $3,200, and gave him. By that December, he paid the landlord the 3 months' arrears that he was owing. He said, why? The Lord spoke to him expressly. And told him, don't do any other thing. Don't do any other thing. Just do this work. Preach this word. He's the one, I told you, he's the first preacher I'm hearing, apart from myself, make that statement. That God is not prospering you because of your giving. He's prospering you because Jesus died for you. What have I said so far? We'll finish explaining next time. Listen, this is Christianity. At the cross is not just a blessing for us. It's also a place of what? Responsibility. There we drop all our ambitions. Listen to me, I'll give you a prayer point as we close. Pray to God everything I ever desired in life that's not part of the life of Christ that I'm supposed to live after the cross, I hereby drop it. There are degrees you are pursuing. God says you don't need it. It's just self-glory. You are looking for title. Yes. So you don't need it. You want to go to places and raise your shoulder too. I'm not inferior to you. There are jobs you are doing. God says, listen, why are you doing this job? You need fear. There are people you are greeting. The only reason why you call them is that you are peradventure hoping that possibly something will drop. And the Lord is saying, listen, drop that contact at the cross. Drop it there. Wipe out the man's phone number from your phone. So that if he ever calls you, the first thing you will say is, who is this? You know, that one big man goes, who be this? Then the man knows you don't need his help again. Yes, and God said, now you are ready to prosper. That's how it is. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I now live is not my own life. I live that life by the faith of the Son of God. What does that mean? Paul died at the cross. The Paul that is alive now is an extension of Jesus Christ, who God gave to be a blessing to mankind. Therefore, everything I do as a man on what? Assignment. I have a job to do. Anything that's not contributing to it is not part of what I'm supposed to do in life. I forsake self-ambition, personal glory, wanting to raise shoulder amongst my friends, say, me too, I've done it, I've succeeded. No, the day God wins you off that thing, you'll be happy. You'll be very happy. Listen, I just want to drop this quickly. You need less money than you think. I don't know why I said that. You actually need less money than you are thinking. If you can tap into this thing where I'm saying, you take your whole life and drop it at the cross, you'll discover that God's word does not fail. In that he has already given you everything that you need for today. Yes. You are thinking that he hasn't done it. Why? Because so many things you refuse to leave at the cross. You are carrying luggage that's not your own. If you would agree to drop them, you would discover suddenly that God indeed knows everything you need and he has already supplied them. It is good for you to be disgraced. Are you getting my point? Your friends will, you know, I've told you, if you have not laughed at you yet, your Christianity never starts. If people have not told you you are stupid, that you behave like your head is not correct, you know, you should pray, God, please, let me be insulted one day as a sign of my faith. Yes, it's important. That is when you know you are a really cross-carrying Christian. I hope you've gotten my point. Let's just bow down our heads and just give the Lord thanks.